let's continue to pray. Look forward to seeing what the Lord will do. And this past 8 weeks or so, on Wednesday nights, we've been looking at soul winning with a focus on door knocking in particular. And we've certainly been enjoying the challenge, a reminder of what our priority is and as Christians and how we can be better prepared. Last time, if you might remember, we looked at some problems when it comes to our attitudes regarding soul winning and witnessing. And for our last lesson this evening, we're going to look at the soul winning program. The soul winning program. And I use the word program carefully because sometimes it sounds a bit too structured. But the Lord wants us to be organized and He wants us to do things properly in His church. And 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40 is, we understand the context is the issue of tongues in the church. But of course, it's a reminder that the Lord declares to us that we are to do everything properly, decently, and in order in the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40. All right, everyone's got their sheets. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40, the Bible says, let all things be done decently and in order. All things be done decently and in order. Not just the issue of tongues, which the Apostle Paul was dealing with, but all things, everything. God is not interested in random chaotic ministry. I understand we need to leave room for the Holy Spirit to work. Everything doesn't need to be structured to the infinite detail, but God wants us to be organized. If we don't have a plan to reach out, then we won't end up doing anything. And I don't believe in random soul winning. I believe in organized soul winning. I believe that is what the Lord has been leading us to. So let's commit this short last lesson to the Lord in prayer, and let's ask Him to guide us as we start. Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the encouragement this term. We pray that You would help us as we launch out into this new area of going door to door in our community. Lord, it can be a fearful thing if we, Lord, look at ourselves and at our own weaknesses. But Lord, it is a wonderful thing when we look to You and we understand, Lord, that You are Lord God and You have gone ahead of us and You simply desire us to follow Thee to the door. And Lord, we can enjoy the joy of the Christian life in preaching the gospel, but more than that, Lord, seeing souls saved for Your glory. Help us, Lord, this evening to be encouraged and challenged if need be. Lord, help us to be yielded to Your Holy Spirit's leading. And Lord, may You teach us, we pray, through Your word. In Christ's name we ask. Amen. So the soul winning program, our last little lesson in this series. Now, every Christian should have a desire to be a witness. Sooner or later, that light will turn on, that desire, that want to tell someone else about the gospel. And if you are a child of God, you can't really walk down a street without realizing that there are people around you that need to be saved. You may not be as bold a witness as you should be, and really none of us are, but no doubt as you meet someone at a cash register or a petrol station or at school or in your neighborhood, something's in your heart, isn't there, that tells you, hey, this person needs the gospel. Lord, what can I do? How can I be a witness? And you know, every Christian ought to have that desire to reach others for the Lord. But how does that practically happen? How does that practically happen? And we need to come back to the Word of God, because the Bible tells us how God has organized things in the Christian life. God has organized something, and it's really an organism, not an organization, which is the local New Testament church. He has set bodies of people in place for the sake and the work of the gospel. And the Lord has created the church, a wonderful supernatural organism to do His will and work in the places that He sets those local churches. The Bible tells us that God has ordained pastors and teachers for the work of the ministry, for the work of equipping the saints. And then the Lord goes on to tell us that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. How do we become witnesses? How do we launch out as Christians to do the work of the ministry that God has called us to? Well, simply through the local New Testament church. And that's why as a local church, we need to get organized. We need to work on coming into line with the Lord's will for us as a church. And the local church is the place where we get trained. Amen? Where we are equipped, where we are built up and encouraged and challenged to do the work of God. And by no means is it God's will for us to be lone rangers and just to be out on our own, doing our own thing. I believe lone rangers are a hindrance and a problem to the local church. Those who don't want to be in church, they are saved, they have a burden for others, but they don't want to go to church, they don't want to be a part of a local church, so they end up just handing out tracts. And when someone does get saved, well, where do they go to be baptized? Where do they go to be discipled? Because the Great Commission, as we learnt last time, is all-encompassing. You know, the Great Commission, we are to win the lost, we are to baptize them, we are to disciple them, and then we are to train them to witness to others. The need to keep to the Great Commission is a great need in the church today. And so God's plan for our local New Testament church here in Cairns is that you and I would work together, strive together for the sake of the gospel. You and I would be a part of an organized outreach program through the local church. Last year we did some soul-winning training, some dedicated soul-winning training, looking at how you and I can lead souls to Christ. We've been looking at a series on door knocking, and we are taking steps forward in training others to go to the door, training door-to-door soul winners. And this month, we are going to establish some set times to go out to the door and to take further steps forward in this ministry. And tonight, we're just going to look at the philosophy of a local church soul-winning program. A local church soul-winning program. What does it look like? Well, what is the purpose of having a soul-winning program? Well, there in your notes, the first word is the word purpose. The purpose of the program, the soul-winning program. Now, it might seem obvious, why should we have a soul-winning program? Yes, it is obvious why we should, but let's stop for a moment and ask a question. Why should we have a soul-winning program? Now, as a church, we have various different programs. We've got Sunday school ministries. We have various types of ministries. Many churches have different programs. Having a soul-winning program is not... We shouldn't have one just to add something else to the event of the week or the calendar for that month, to fill up the calendar somehow to make us feel better. That's not the reason why we should have a soul-winning program. The reason why we should get organized in our soul-winning ministry is in order to win the lost for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That is why we ought to be organized. The Bible teaches us that we ought to have a conviction to reach our Jerusalem for the Lord Jesus Christ. So that means as a church, we need to get organized. We have to have a plan. If we don't have a plan, then we won't end up doing anything. That's why we need to be organized. And the soul-winning and a functioning soul-winning program will fulfill these areas that we'll talk about next, point number A, to win the lost. Obviously, that is our goal. That is our focus. To win the lost. How are we going to win the lost as a church? Now, we love it when visitors come. You know, I love it when visitors come. It's exciting. It's great. But that's an added blessing. Because at the end of the day, a church ought to look alien to the lost. That's how it ought to look. Because the reality is that those who are lost are in darkness. No, not the things of God. And yes, we invite people to church, but God has told us to go out and reach the lost, to bring them in order to see them saved, baptized, added to the church. We are to go out from here. We are to reach out from here. Yes, it's great for visitors to come, but we don't rely on those occasions when they do come to be the only ministry of witness in our church. Amen? We need to be actively going out. Now, how do we do that? Well, we need to be organized. And the goal is obviously to win the lost. By God's grace, we can invite people to church. By God's grace, we can let people know where we are. That's a good start. And sow seeds and let people know that we are normal. We're a local Baptist church. We're not a cult. All that is good. But the goal is, by God's grace and power, to lead souls to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we're ultimately going out. Because as we go out door to door, we are meeting people at their homes in a way that we would never otherwise meet them. Would you walk along maybe in the shopping mall and just stop someone randomly in the mall and ask them, if they died today, would they be sure of a home in heaven? I've done that before. And the guy was pretty surprised. It was actually a good opportunity. But usually people are too shocked to respond, and they don't actually respond positively. How are we going to meet people in our community? Well, we need to visit them where they live. We need to go to their doors. We need to let them know that we care. And therefore, as we go to their doors, we have an opportunity to preach the gospel. Thank God for the freedom we have in our country. Amen. To visit people at their doors. There's legislation that wants to come in to stop what they call door-to-door salesmen, door-to-door anyone going to your door to do anything. And we need to seize the opportunity while we have time. But what is the purpose of an organized soul-winning ministry? It is to win the lost. Amen? That's why we ought to be excited, to go out, to share the gospel with people. Brother Randy is excited. I know when he first went out, he's like, this is great. I'm meeting all these people are strangers, weren't they, Brother Randy? All of them were strangers that we would never otherwise meet if we did not go to their door and witness, to win the lost. That's why we need a plan. That's why we need to be organized. Secondly, in your notes, to saturate our community. To saturate our community with the gospel. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 tells us, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem. But this is where we need to start. We go from here further out. But we need to start here in our Jerusalem, in the city of Cairns. And I'm excited because God has placed a church here for a reason. To be a lighthouse, to be a church that reaches out. That means, and forgive me for my simple-mindedness, if God has put a church here, that means souls are going to be saved here. Amen. That means more souls will be saved here. And you and I need to live by faith to believe, hey, we're here for a reason. If the ground is dead, then God would send us elsewhere. Amen. He would transplant us to another place. But God didn't say, Coastline Baptist Church, pack up and move. No, He, in fact, is doing a work. That's why we need to be excited to do more and to be more for the Lord and to reach out more. This is exciting. Getting organized in our soul-winning ministry in order to saturate our community with the gospel. Whether it's letterboxing, whether it's going door to door, we need to have that conviction to reach everyone in our community, to reach the lost around us. And you know, it's a wonderful thing to be organized and see on a map, a physical map, of streets you've door-knocked and to know, yes, they've been witnessed to. We visited them and that map area starts to grow and spread out. And as a church, we can rejoice and be encouraged that we are, in fact, obeying the Great Commission. We are doing what the Lord wants us to do and expect His blessings. You know, that's a very satisfying outcome of reaching out and being organized, knowing that we have sowed the seeds of the gospel. Some seasons are seasons of sowing, and then there are other seasons of reaping. But the point is, in order to effectively cover our area, we need to be organized. I hope you understand the point tonight. If we're not organized, we won't do anything. And the goal is to saturate our community. You might be here this evening. You might say, well, Pastor, the cults are out there. You know, they're doing that. And shouldn't we find another way to reach the lost? You know, the church growth experts are saying, you know, we need to put on rock concerts in public areas and get some R&B rap dancing happening to gospel rock songs and try and attract people's attention that way, and maybe they'll come to some sort of Jesus as a result. That's what the church growth experts are saying. But the Bible says that in the very beginning, before there were any cults, God's people were boldly preaching the gospel, amen, publicly and from house to house. And so you and I as Christians need to get back to the standard of the Word of God and not worry about what the cults are doing, but seek to obey the Lord and saturating our community with the gospel. Thirdly, in your notes, the purpose of a soul-winning program: to train and equip others. Yes, an organized outreach ministry is, of course, the main focus is to win the lost, but also to fulfill the Great Commission, teaching others whatsoever I have commanded you. When the Apostle Paul was encouraging Timothy to press forward in the ministry, he said to him, commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Commit what? Well, all these things that you've been taught. You're to commit to someone else. You're to train others. And that's God's will for our lives. We are to, let me put it this way, multiply ourselves, reproduce ourselves. As we grow, we are to be involved in the lives of other Christians and help them to grow. And one area that we need to do that in is the area of witnessing. And an organized soul-winning ministry effectively enables us to do that. As we train others, or as you as trained, one day you'll be able to take someone with you. I remember my first time going out soul-winning. I never imagined going out as a leader taking someone else. But before you knew it, there I was at the door training someone else. And now some teenagers that I had the blessing of training in our sending church are now leading at the door, training someone else. Amen. And that's God's plan. That's how we continue to grow as a church. Not only reaching the lost, but encouraging one another to grow. And that's why we need to be organized. That's part of the Great Commission, multiplying, passing on what we have learned. And in my experience, you know, Christians who go door knocking, they grow at a faster rate than those who don't. Why? Because suddenly people are asking you questions, and questions that we're not always able to answer. If anyone asks you a question, by the way, at the door that you can't answer, just let them know that you'll go home, do a little bit of research and come back if that's okay, if they're willing for you to come back. And I don't have the answer right now, but there is an answer. Do you mind if I come back? We don't have all the answers, but every door challenges us to have an answer. And so therefore, we're forced to study. We're forced to grow in our faith and in our witness and to dive into the Word of God. Why do I believe what I believe? Why do I believe that the Bible is the Word of God? What are some proofs? How do we know that Jesus Christ is God? Where does He say He's God? You know, just some basic things to keep in our hearts and in our minds. Memory verses. We start to memorize verses. We start to, you know, have a Bible we underline and ready to go soul winning with. And we've got more tracks on us than we used to, because as we go door knocking, we're challenged to be a better witness. The Lord helps us to grow in our witness through that process of organized soul winning. So that's the purpose. And it's needful. It's needful for us as Christians to be involved. And I know it's a challenge, but this year, the just shall live by faith. Amen? Amen. The Lord wants to stretch us in our faith. Let me encourage you to allow Him to do that. All you need to do is the same thing you did when you got saved. You said, Lord, here am I. You do the saving. Lord, forgive me, a sinner. That's what happened when you got saved. Now, living by faith is the same thing. Lord, only You can do the miraculous. Lord, I have nothing in myself to be a witness, but Lord, I will follow You and seek to do what You want me to do. Lord, I'll turn up to organize soul winning. Lord, I'll be there to go out. Lord, I trust you to do the supernatural. That's living by faith. We don't have the power to save souls. God saves the lost, but he uses you and I. Amen. And he wants to use Coastline Baptist Church. So, a soul winning program is just a great way. And again, from my experience, those who go door knocking are better witnesses in the rest of the week and other opportunities. Because oftentimes it's usually true, if you don't want to go out witnessing publicly, then you won't do it privately. That's the reality. Because going out door knocking puts some steel in your backbone, if you will, and gets you out of your comfort zone. And once you cross that line and continue to grow in that area, you'll be a bolder witness to the neighbor next door. You'll be a bolder witness to the friend at work. If you can talk to a stranger, then how much more can you talk to someone that you know? And so it certainly encourages our faith. But secondly, in your notes, just the main point to wrap up. We've looked at the purpose of a soul-winning program. Notice the function of a soul-winning program. How does the soul-winning function? How does the soul-winning program function? What does it look like? Well, practically, we need to have regular set meeting times where we go out as a group to witness to people at the door. So there in your notes, regular set meeting times. Your blank is the word times after the blank function. If it's not organized, it won't happen. That's the reality. So we need to set times for soul winning. Now, prayer is essential, meeting together first for prayer and then going out from there to some streets to door knock. We need the Lord's blessing and we need to have a set time. Now, having a set time obviously allows us to plan as well, as families, as parents, as teenagers. You know, other things are happening during the week. Having a set time enables you to prepare for that week, to know what's happening in the ministries of the church, enable you to arrange your work schedule, etc., to make sure that you're available. And so a set time is a priority. We don't want to be random and haphazard, because in our personal lives, it's the same as in the ministry. Nothing ends up happening if we're not organized. Now, the ladies, Sister Deidre and Colleen, have chosen a Wednesday night to go out. And they meet together at Sister Colleen's house for prayer. And they're going out on a Wednesday afternoon before church. So ladies, if you're interested in going along, please come and see me. I think it's a wonderful start, an idea to have a separate occasion for a ladies' soul-winning outreach day and a men's soul-winning time. That way, husbands, you can go out while your wife is looking after the children. And vice versa, wives can go out. My wife wants to go out and she can go out on a Wednesday and I can look after the kids while she's out. And then for the men, we'll look towards going out on a Saturday after the setup time on Saturday afternoon. And I'm talking practically because we need to have a set time. We need to have things organized. But I'll come and see you. If you're interested in going out, come and see me. But I'll come and see you, and especially if you're a man and you want to go out, we'll organize a time on a Saturday afternoon to go out together. And what we're going to do is slowly but surely train others to be witnesses at the door. And let me encourage you, what we've learned this term should encourage your faith. Yes, you can be a witness. Yes, God can use you. And we need to launch out by faith and be organized. Now, the other part of the functioning of the soul winning program is to be organized with our structure and with maps. This is just a quick example of a map of our area. This is the area of Westcourt, similar to a map that the ladies are using at the moment. And there you find two streets highlighted, so there's no confusion which street you're door knocking. So an organized system of where we go and what we do. We don't want to end up being random and just going out anywhere and everywhere, because that creates all sorts of problems. We want to make sure that we're systematically visiting every home in the area, starting street by street. So you'll have a map, and it will have some streets on it. You'll know where to go. And on the back of that map, you'll have a couple of columns for that street to just mark down where you started, the number of the house that you started at, and where you finished. So next time you go out, you'll know where to continue from. Therefore, it won't be unorganized and confusing. You'll have a start point, a finish point, but also the maps are wonderful because you can note the contacts. If someone speaks to you and is interested, wants to know more, and you ask them the question, are you happy for someone to come back, or if it's a lady, ladies, or men, if it's a man, would you be welcome, would you be happy for me to come back at another time to talk some more, and they say yes, then they're a contact, and they're a follow-up, and you can mark them down, and then bring them back, let me know, and then we have some contacts to follow up and visit. You see, the point of the message tonight is we need to be organized. If we're not organized, I don't believe much happens. And as a church, we need to take up the challenge and say, Lord, we need to be more organized. Yes, we're thankful for what you have done in the past. We don't despise that. Everything that you've done has led up to this point, but we need to continue. Amen. We need to continue to grow. We need to continue to allow the Lord to lead. And as we go out, as we make contacts, we follow them up, we trust the Lord for opportunities to lead souls to Christ and to invite people to church, to lead them to Christ, and to continue to do the work of the Great Commission and train others to be soul winners. So we need to have a plan. As it's often said, if you aim for nothing, you hit it every single time. So this year we're going to aim for something. Amen? We're going to launch out by faith and continue to grow and see what the Lord will do. Now, in conclusion, it's one thing to have a plan, but it's another thing to have a heart for the lost. Amen? We need to be organized. That's good. But if we don't have a heart for the lost, then we're in trouble. So if this series has caused you to tremble and fear, and perhaps you feel like, you know, this is an impossibility, and you are struggling with the thought of going out door knocking, let me just encourage you to pray and say, Lord, give me a heart for the lost. When you and I have a heart for the lost, then we will go out to tell others about the Lord. When we realize there are people around us dying and going to hell, lost in their sins, and the Lord lays on our heart the reality of the condition of their soul, then you and I will be willing to go. You and I will be willing to be rejected, to be mocked for the gospel's sake. You and I will be willing to launch out by faith if we have a heart. You know, we need a program. We need a plan. That's good. But most of all, we need a heart. We need a heart for the lost. So if you're struggling, I understand. I understand. Not putting you down. But let me encourage you to pray. Would you do that? Would you pray? Would you say, Lord, help me to have a heart for the lost as you do. And Lord, help me to step out by faith and let's just see what God will do. Amen.